Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Turn your tax refund into a new landscape with Menards. Make this the year you check that project off the list. Create stunning patios and build strong retaining walls with our huge in-stock selection of beautiful concrete blocks ready to take home today. Plus, easily build and design your own raised garden beds with our garden block. On sale now. Check out our weekly flyer and start saving on landscape blocks now at Menards.
Save big money at
The Burt Show.
You guys remember Katie? You were really mad at her. You guys were really, really mad when you were calling, because she fibbed this much.
Like
this 99%. This much on her resume, and she landed a job. And she told us yesterday that the boss and HR and the boss's boss called her in for a meeting yesterday at 10 o'clock, and they told her to bring a resume.
Oh.
So we're figuring that this thing took 60 seconds, and look, all they had to do is hold up the resume, and she would have known what they meant. There didn't even have to be words exchanged.
Right.
Just she'll nod, they nod.
Everybody goes.
She turns around, she walks out of the building.
Right.
She should actually go into that meeting with the cardboard box with the plant sticking out of it.
Hey, Katie, good morning.
Hi.
Hi. Thank you for getting up with us this early when you don't have a job. We really appreciate
it. Yeah. What's your plans for the day?
Oh, yeah. Well, the best advice Holden went with was just in the meeting, literally sit down and don't talk. Like, just keep my mouth shut, you know, until they talk at me.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm actually in kind of even a different pickle now. So I need a little bit of advice, actually.
A legal one?
No, a little advice.
A
not
little
legal.
One.
Well, what happened?
Well, you know, I sat down and, I guess the long and the short is that my boss is getting promoted, and then, okay, they want to promote me.
Oh, no.
Seriously.
They brought you into the office to tell you they want to give you a promotion?
Yeah.
Shut up.
I mean, I know. No, trust me. I know. I was a little dumbfounded. Because my boss is getting promoted, and they've known this for a while, and it's always been assumed that this girl, who basically does, you know, like, we pretty much do the same job, but she's been there, obviously, longer than I have. And we all thought that she was going to get the job, but my boss recommended me over her because I have, you know, more experience.
Oh no,
dude!
The firestorm of calls.
There they are.
Hi,
they are.
Like, I'm seriously sick to my stomach. I don't really know what to do. I told them, I was like, you know, I couldn't sleep last night, and I couldn't sleep the night before. Like, I'm really stressed out, and yet, like, I told them I had to take the weekend to think about it because, you know, I don't want to, like, this girl's going to hate me.
Okay,
you know?
Hold on. We got to back up for 1 second. So when you go into the office yesterday, is it you and the other girl, or is it just
no.
you? It's just you.
Just me.
And why did they tell you to bring your resume then?
Oh, because my boss had lost mine, or, you know, like, he couldn't find a copy of it, and I, like, for no reason, you know, and so it was really just to show the HR and, like, the general manager that I had a lot of experience, basically, to, like, prove to them that I was the best person for the job.
No way.
Awesome.
So you...
But, wow.
Go ahead.
I don't know what to do. I don't know what to do. Like, this girl is, you know, nice enough. You know, she's kind of snooty, but, like, she actually has the requirements and has... Oh, God.
She deserves that job.
So this other girl legitimately has all this experience and is probably better for the company.
Yeah.
Yes.
Because of what's on your resume.
Yeah, but at the same time, you know, if I had messed up this, you know, whole month, like, they would never have asked me in.
See.
But I know I've been doing a good job, you know?
Huh.
Aww.
Well, you must be. You know what? Sometimes this show takes such a left-hand turn.
No.
Everybody calling up today is saying, good for you.
Really?
Are you serious?
I am totally serious. Go ahead, Alicia. You're on Q100.
Well, I went and got my 4-year degree and, you know, in business, and I can't find a job right now. I am a receptionist, but I'm like, ride it until the wheels fall. Just do it. You know, everybody's struggling.
Alicia, it wouldn't bother you at all knowing
not
that
at all.
Somebody else in the office that's more qualified that probably, once she gets in the position, would handle it better because of all of her real experience, and Katie here is blocking her out of that position.
Well, that sucks for her, but, I mean, that's the company's decision. And if she were to go to them and say, you know, I'm not qualified for this, just leave me where I am, they're probably fired.
Was the company's decision based on false information?
But she can't tell them that.
Mm-hmm.
No.
Omar, you're part of the Burt Show. Hi.
It is a capitalist system. Go for yours, girl. Get yours and get it done. Good for you. I mean, it's tough out here. It's all about you.
Awesome.
Handle it.
How is this happening? Based on the calls that we took yesterday, how
so
is this possibly happening?
It's a capitalist system, so lie your way to the top.
Tara, good morning. You're
holding my tongue. Holding my tongue. Holding my tongue.
Those are the lessons capitalism has taught us these days.
Yes.
Hey, Tara, good morning.
Lie and hide, and you get paid.
I think she should take this job, take the promotion. I had to lie on my resume and say I didn't have the experience that I did have just to get a job. So in today's economy, take that job.
Yep. Do it.
Mm-hmm.
Got to get that paper, right?
The thing that doesn't feel right here is that she literally got the job because she had more experience on her resume.
But she's obviously proved herself to this point.
She
told
us in the first couple weeks.
Well, I mean, the thing is, the promotion does have a little bit more responsibility that I'm not familiar with, so I get really nervous thinking about that. But at the same time, you know, I know I'm a fast learner, and I know even if I, like, made a few mistakes, my boss right now who's getting promoted would totally help me out.
You said yesterday that I know you've been there a month, and we're praising you as if you've gone in there and done a perfect job, but you told us yesterday that you were kind of working your way those first few weeks.
Yeah.
And you're about to get a promotion, and it is a lot more responsibility, and you can't just assume that the woman or the man, I forgot the gender of who's getting promoted above you, that they are going to have time to sit there and help you through a job. You know what I mean? Like, I just think... This is a decision in your life, regardless of what's going on around you in the economy, that you have to make the right decision, and you don't want to do it. You want us to tell you to take that job, and I think that you're blocking a person from getting that job, and it's wrong.
I am, honestly. Here's normally what happens on the Burt Show, is we'll put a call like this on, and then the first wave of calls comes in, and then in the second wave, they usually are different than the first wave. Not today. Everybody calling up saying go for it.
Where's everybody from yesterday?
I have no idea. She lies and she gets the job, Amanda, right?
Right.
But
I think
now,
a lot of people lie and get jobs. I honestly believe that. And, like, I never thought I'd be one of those people. But I'm kind of okay with it. And I'm really actually kind of not okay with it. I'm really stuck right now. I don't know.
But you're putting the company at a tremendous disadvantage because you're being promoted into a position that A, you're not qualified for, and B, you're probably not going to be able to handle
but
all
let's,
that well.
Let's not even talk about this. You have to lie to get into a job. Are we creating have we created a situation now, a world where people so expect more than they deserve? Because guess what?
Yes.
You don't have to lie to get into a job. You need to work at a lesser job. You make lesser money. You have a lesser lifestyle. You don't drive that BMW. You drive the used Civic. You don't live in the brand new top floor penthouse. You rent an apartment.
That's
you know,
work
out in the burbs.
Ethic, Jeff.
Right.
And that is old fashioned.
That's crazy talk.
That is your parents' generation, because I truly believe the whole work ethic thing is not going on right now.
I do believe
we have people who expect more than what they're worth.
We had to lie to get a job.
Hey, Aaron, good morning. You're part of the Burt Show. What's up?
I'm not mad at her at all. I think go for it. She could be doing a lot worse. She could be selling drugs or prostituting.
Awesome.
Or doing something else.
Yep,
your defense is that.
Lie on your resume so you don't be a hooker.
What kind of defense is that?
It's not. Doing drugs and prostituting.
Yep.
How much of a pay raise is this promotion?
If you don't mind me asking. I don't want to say, you know, I am, it's a little, but it's substantial. I mean, like, it's not.
You don't have to give me the number. I'm just wondering, like, either percentage or, like you said, substantial. Does it double it? Does it half it?
No, nothing like that. But it's about, like, 7K more. This is a lot for me.
That is a lot.
That is a lot. Okay.
All right, finally.
That you're robbing from the other woman. Okay.
No.
Hey,
Yes.
That's the struggle that you're going to have.
You are.
That's the struggle that you're going to have all weekend long.
And even when you take the job, you're still going to have that struggle the entire time you have that job, because you're going to have to look at her and you're technically going to be her boss.
Yeah. You're fine. Get your money.
Would it change your guys' mind if I said that like I was a lot nicer and funnier and prettier than the other girl?
That made you mean. That did not make you nice.
That doesn't help.
She was joking. She said you didn't think that was funny.
Teresa, good morning. You're on Q100.
Good morning, guys. How you doing?
Okay.
I just want to know what has happened in this country recently that it's okay to be dishonest in a resume and get promoted for it. All karma aside, what this girl has done is committed fraud, and we're going to let a criminal get a promotion ahead of somebody who has been honest and hardworking.
I got to tell you, Teresa, you are in the minority as far as your attitude goes today. Most are saying, go for it. And so are you really going to think about it this weekend, or do you pretty much already know what you're going to do? You're going to take this job?
No, I honestly have no idea, because every time I think I make a decision, I feel really bad, or like I think that I'm not getting what I deserve, but I'm not. I honestly go back and forth because I do feel bad. I do feel bad about this girl. And we eat lunch together. She is my friend. But at the same time, I would like this money. I would like this job. And I know, I'm sure I can do a good job at it. You know,
I take a lot of the way I make my decisions and the way I guide my life. I do it a lot based on the girls from America's Next Top Model. And I know, like on that show, they all like each other. Mm-hmm. They're all friends. They want to see each other succeed. But they know in the end, there can only be one best. Mm-hmm. And you know what? Just because the other girl wasn't creative enough to fabricate part of her resume, because she wasn't smart enough to really highlight some things on her
desperate
resume.
Enough. Whatever.
I mean, something in you is shining. They've seen a light in you that they didn't see in her. And I think you can't extinguish that light. It wouldn't be fair to you, and it wouldn't be fair to them.
Or to the world, Jeff.
Right. Exactly. Thank you, Bert. And so Tyra would want you to succeed, and therefore I want you to succeed by any means possible.
What would Tyra do?
WWTD.
Well, we are going to have to check back with you on Monday morning and make it official that you're taking the job. After this inner debate all weekend long.
She might not take it.
She's taking that job.
She's selfish.
She shouldn't have a job in the first place.
Thank you.
She shouldn't have a job in the first place. And she'd say, you know what? I've only been here a month. She's been here a year. I mean, she's still lying. Let her have the promotion.
Here, Samantha. Samantha wants you to have a couple more things to think about before the weekend. Go ahead, Samantha. You'll be the last call on this.
I would just like to say, what comes around goes around. I think it's really funny that she's lied on her resume, and she's not allowing another person to have a job that actually they deserve. And granted, she might have been there a year, but right now companies are trying to get as much as they can for as little pay as possible. And just what comes around goes around. You're going to get it in the end.
The Burt Show.
Hi, Uncle Laser here. America's built on fast cars, fast food, and even faster women. Boto Casino's built in America. You know what they're fast at? Fast cash prize redemption. You see, only Moto is U.S. owned and operated. Moto, it's American made. That's who we are, and that's who we care about. Play for free at Moto.us.
Moto Casino's the social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino.
Here is Marcia, and she wants to be on The Voice Disguiser. Good morning, Marcia.
Good morning.
Good morning. Hi. How are you today?
Well, I'm kind of in a pickle. I don't really know what to do. That's sort of what's going on for me.
Okay. Let's go through the whole thing here. So you're how long pregnant now? How far along?
I'm 7 months, so, getting there.
Okay. You just go ahead. Take it from here.
There's a really sweet girl who I know from church. She's like 22, and she's not really a newlywed anymore, but she got married kind of straight out of school, and she's also pregnant, not as far along as me, but I think she just sort of, you know, she said that she sees me as a big sister, and she doesn't have a big sister, and after her husband, I was the first one she told that she was pregnant, and we've just, because she's younger, and she's really sweet, she has a lot of questions, she's kind of nervous about a lot of things, We've become friendly, I mean, but just over the past couple months. You know, we go to lunch, we talk about things that she has all kinds of questions about, the crazy stuff that's going on with her body and stuff. And I have a couple kids already, so I sort of know what's going to happen and what's going on and stuff. You know, we talk pretty often, and we get together probably a couple times a week. And she and her husband and me and my husband went to dinner. And she just said, you know, look, like, you know, you totally can say no to this. It's completely fine, but it would mean so much to me if I could be in the delivery room with you.
She asked you? Okay.
And how long have you guys been hanging out with each other?
Just like a little over 2 months.
Oh, my God.
2 months? Wow.
Who the hell does that?
Well, even if you've known each other for years, who asked the, mother to be in the room?
What's worse is that, okay, there's this long, awkward silence. No one knows what to say. I mean, and my husband just, he doesn't know why. He just, I think he wanted to break the silence. And instead of breaking it by saying no, he broke it by saying yes.
Aww.
So it sort of was left as a yes at the end of the dinner, even though, of course, on the way home, my husband and I were talking. We were like, oh, my gosh, this doesn't feel right. Like, even my own sister has never been in the delivery room with me. Like, why would this girl, I just don't know that well. I would never, like, just not right, you
no.
know?
Did you say that there was a work component to this, or is this strictly friendship?
It's just friends, just from church.
I think you're making, the request is shocking in itself, but I think the fact that you don't know how to handle it, it's overly dramatic. Either you don't call the couple back, I mean, you've only known them 2 months, or you straight up tell them you're not comfortable with it, and it's over.
I thought about it, reconsidered.
Yeah, or you just don't call them at all anymore.
I only show that part of my body to very few people, and I mean, and only to very few when something's coming out of every orifice I got.
And just don't tell them when you're delivering the baby. Just go and don't make a phone call.
I guess that's what I said. We can't really not call them back because people in our church are really close. It's like it wouldn't really
not
be cool.
That close.
Too bad.
But, I'm not that close to very many people.
We're not as immature or whatever as we sound, because we decided on the way home, we were like, yeah, we're going to have to tell her. You know, that we just, like, in the moment we said yes, but we considered, and it's not the right thing. And but we get this email from her before we have a chance to make that call. She said in the email that she was, like, crying. She was so happy. It meant so much.
Oh, no.
And, like, oh, no.
And she wants me to be there when she delivers. And it's like, for her, it's like this huge, huge, big deal. And she feels so supported by me and this and that. So that's kind of the reason that it's become, I know that this should not happen and it cannot happen, but it seems like it's really going to shatter her world. And I mean, how do you break it easy to her? Destroy her because she's a sweet girl, but I don't want her in my delivery room because I don't know her.
There are two issues here. First, the one issue here is this is a brand new couple that you're hanging out with. So you guys have been pretty much in this superficial, just getting to know you stage. Well, what she has just shown you is that she is so freaky that you're probably not going to keep her as a friend anyway. So you're going to have to cut her loose eventually anyway. This is the beginning of the crack in the relationship armor here, is that this is not someone you're going to hang out with. Somebody that could possibly request that and be so emotionally invested, you're probably not going to want to hang out with anyway after this.
It does sound a little single white female.
Right.
Yes.
But
very
look at
much.
the whole package. Like, how old did you say this girl was?
She's like 22.
Oh, okay.
Well, that
and is it rude to ask how old you are?
No, I'm 33.
Okay.
Okay, so you've got some age and wisdom.
Yeah.
This is this girl's first child.
Yeah.
So she's looking at it's a grasshopper type relationship. Like, she's looking at you,
and she may be freaked out that she's pregnant
as a birthing mentor, and she's panicking a little bit, and then she writes you this letter, and you've obviously brought her great relief. I think you have to go through with it now. I think
there's
you do.
On
Jeff, you were saying a couple months ago that the husband didn't even need to be in there.
I know.
Wasn't that your big argument?
Yes, but that's different. This
like
girl,
it was his choice.
This scared young girl.
Let's put all the attention on the scared young girl.
Hear me out. Like, this is this woman's third child. A scared young girl, obviously very young, obviously very alone. This is the first woman. She is looking for some pregnancy guidance. And this question gets blurted out. Her husband accepts the invite and has brought so much relief. I think for the health of the young girl's baby, you need to agree to let her.
Future baby.
Yes.
Right. They're birthing classes. She can watch the videos of people giving birth.
Hey, Jenny, good morning. You're part of the Bird Show. Hi.
I live in North Georgia and in the Chattanooga area.
they have a code phrase, green popsicle, that if you order one of those with one of the nurses, they clear the room with everyone except for your husband, and that way you don't have to hurt anybody's feelings.
Oh, that's great.
That is really smart.
All you have to do is remember that, so you're not like,
great.
Grape soda!
Like,
what? Yeah,
which means invite more people in.
Right.
Right. And this is also a case, I think, with women. I know that, well, I don't want to be rude, and I don't want to, you know, make somebody feel bad after I said something and she crying. And this is your baby. This is your delivery room. Yeah. There are very few times in your life where you get a chance to be confident enough to put your foot down, and this is definitely one of those.
Huh. Jeff just thinks you're being selfish about it, though.
I do. I think that this girl.
Say this with a straight face without smiling.
This girl has come.
You can't do it.
This girl.
You can't look me in the eye and say.
He's got
straight
that face.
With a smile. Without the smile. Look at me, Jeff. Come here.
So she's doing harm potentially to the 22-year-old unborn child.
Yes, because isn't stress unhealthy for a baby, right?
Sure.
This girl's obviously stressed, obviously panicked. The old woman, the 33-year-old, she brought relief.
Etta. And, we'll call her Etta.
Right. Etta brought relief and calmness to the 22-year-old. And now you're putting.
She's not her doula. She's her friend from church. Yes.
I'm just saying, if you're okay putting the baby at risk, go for it.
Her unconceived child.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So if you want to go ahead and you want to tell this 22-year-old that she can't be part of your pregnancy and stress her out for potentially her pregnancy in the future,
come on.
Go ahead and do it.
We are not jumping on this bandwagon. Yeah. We are not going to let you.
Good Lord.
Hey, Missy, you're on Q100.
Get away from me. You're not my doula.
Hi.
I'm from the old school. I don't spare feelings. So all she has to do is go to the hospital, have the baby, call her up later.
Like, you're making way too much about this. This is a real simple conversation right here.
I want to be that woman's friend.
You've only been friends with her for 2 months. You don't even have a lot invested in her. So what? You offend her. She's so offended she never talks to you again. Big deal.
You need a representative. You know how all the celebrities in Hollywood have their representative to speak for them?
A relationship agent.
Yeah, to, you know, make their official statements to the press, whatever. Melissa needs to be your official representative.
I see where Jen's coming from. I mean, you need to stand up for your delivery room. It's your delivery room.
Your vagina, own it.
It's your vagina and other parts that are going to be exposed to the room, so you can say whoever you want to see that, you know.
Let me take one more quick call here.
Yes, I was the other girl that wanted to be in the delivery room with my cousin, and I was 8 months pregnant. Do not let that girl in there while she is pregnant. It scared the crap out of me.
The Burt Show.
Okay, I'm transferring you now. You have 5 minutes.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Hello?
Hello?
Hi.
Hi, Seth Rogen.
What's happening?
Hey, how are you?
Good.
Hey, man, right from the start here, I want to let you know that this morning show is not capable of doing a 5-minute interview with you.
Good.
So you feel free to hang up on us whenever our time is up, because we're just going to keep going.
I'll do it.
We got 5 minutes, man, so let's rattle them off. As I'm on the internet yesterday and I'm watching you in interviews, I have a hunch that you're like the most un-LA kind of guy ever, but you're sort of stuck in that city. Am I wrong about that?
That's not entirely inaccurate.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, it's not that bad here. I got to say, L.A.'s nice because it feels like everyone's unemployed. You kind of just walk around and, like, no one's at work all day. That's more my speed. That's what I do like about
I'm curious, Seth, if you'll talk about your drastic weight loss and what it took to get there for your role in The Green Hornet.
Bulimia.
Seriously?
Just bulimia.
That's L.A., so you do
people
something.
People say it's unhealthy, but I disagree. I think it works really well. I'm joking, obviously.
Obviously.
I don't know. I exercise and ate better. It's the lamest answer in the world.
I hate to draw an analogy between you and Oprah Winfrey, but
please don't.
It's going to be a loose one. But I remember when she lost all this weight, like people were pissed at her. Like, this is who we fell in love with. We made the connection. Did you have any of that?
No, I don't think anyone really fell in love with me in the first place. So no one really cared. No one was that attached to me.
So there's sort of a Twitter-versity, I'm going to say that. Are you on Twitter or not? Because there is somebody pretending to be you one day
no,
and then not.
No, I'm absolutely not on Twitter. I don't know why people would think I would care to do that.
If the person who was...
I'll be honest, it's a little insulting whenever people ask me that. Like, do I really seem like I have so little to do? I have to update people on every mundane activity I accomplish.
Yes. I love it. Yeah.
Cheese.
You just totally validated Jen Hobby in the studio. She refuses.
I'm insulting a lot of people on Twitter, and I don't care.
Now, given that you said it's a time thing and you don't want to do that, if the person who was impersonating you was very witty and creative and fun, would you let him go ahead and keep doing it and be proud of it?
I asked actually someone, I was like, what does this person do? And they were like, oh, they kind of promote your movies and, you know, alert people as to your talk show appearances. And I was like, oh, let him keep going then. Good.
But if you see him on, it is not him. That we know now.
It's not me, no.
I think I read yesterday also that you started in entertainment in like 12 or 13 years old doing stand-up comedy. And my thought was, would anybody actually let you bomb if you were on stage at 12 years old, or they give you like a sympathetic laugh just because you're so young?
No, they do not do that at all.
Really?
They are more than happy to let you bomb completely and utterly and help you bomb in a lot of ways at times. No, I bombed a lot. I think it made me funnier.
Quick question about your girlfriend. You guys have been together for a really long time, right?
Yeah, 4 years.
4 years. And I heard you guys just moved in together?
No, we moved in together years ago. I run out of talk show stories. So every once in a while, I just got to pretend that something that happened to me years ago just happened. So I can't
story to tell. Which of your movies is...
Never believe anything I say on a talk show. Okay. That's a very good rule of thumb.
Which of your movies is the most ad-libbed?
That's a good question. Probably Knocked Up, I would say.
Really?
Yeah.
Which scene in Knocked Up?
The one where you're making love?
I mean, a lot. I mean, pretty much every scene with me and my roommates is completely ad-libbed.
God, it's so good, too. It's so good. Is there one actor that you just jibe with more when it comes to improv than someone else?
I don't know. I just did a movie where Jonah Hill and Jason Schwartzman play my roommates, and it was a lot of fun doing scenes with them. Adam Sandler, too, and Paul Rudd. I think all those guys are really fun to work with.
We know you have Observe and Report coming up. And we all had the thought this morning that at some point you must have been really pissed because Kevin James was sort of doing the same themed movie. Did you know that at the time, or when you found out, were you pissed about it?
No, we knew. I mean, Sony made it. Sony made Superbad and Pineapple Express and is making The Green Hornet. So literally, I mean, I talked to the people who made that movie every single day. And Adam Sandler produced it, and I mean, I've been working with him for the last year and a half on Funny People, so, no, we were well aware of it. It just, honestly, we just thought they were totally different movies, you know. I know the guys who made Harold and Kumar, we still made Pineapple Express, like, it just kind of doesn't, you know, affect those decisions. You just kind of got to hope that what you're doing is different, and beyond that, just, you got to understand that there's only so many things to make movies about, and eventually there's going to be some overlap. You just got to hope that your thing is different than the other thing, you know?
Do you find that comparison a lot since you made fun of it on Saturday Night Live last weekend?
I mean, I was finding that comparison way before I made fun of it on Saturday Night Live. I was impressed how many people were commenting on it.
Right.
But that was a funny joke, I thought.
And it comes out this week?
Mm-hmm. It's Friday.
It's Friday. Observe and Report. Cool.
Yep.
Hey, Seth, a lot of your characters tend to like the herb. Do you take a public stance on marijuana?
Yeah. I mean, not generally, but if you ask me, sure. Legalize it.
I don't know that there's going to be a lot of people shocked by that. That's not going to make the tabloids.
Exactly. I know. That's like, I can literally get caught with a 500-pound joint in my mouth, and I don't think it would make the back page of the newspaper.
Okay, sorry, we have to get Seth off.
Gotta go, team.
All right, go get off, my friend.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Thanks. Bye-bye. I got a good question!
Yeah. Yay!
And for the record, I was looking at Jen Hobby when he said that because he stretched it out, and she actually cussed and hit her hand on the table, not in mock frustration, but genuine anger that Bert received a good question
from
Seth.
Stole the trophy for one interview.
Bert got a good question, and he got vindicated for Twitter, all in the same interview.
No.
The best interview for Bert ever.
I don't know about Twitter. The vindication on Twitter is because
Jen Hobby only.
Yeah, because she's not on it. Right. And uses it.
Either way, my work is done here. The Bert Show.
Hi, Uncle Laser here. America's built on fast cars, fast food, and even faster women. Photo Casino's built in America. You know what they're fast at? Fast cash prize redemption. You see, only Moto is U.S. owned and operated. Moto, it's American made. That's who we are, and that's who we care about. Play for free at Moto.us.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Amanda's got a beef. I mean, here it's her husband's busy season right now. He's a tax guy, an accountant, and he's busy enough as it is. Then you got the friends to add into the equation also.
That's so rude.
Uncool.
Hey, Amanda.
Crappy.
Hi, Joe.
How are you?
Hello.
Good. How are you guys?
Good. What's going on?
I haven't done my taxes yet. Do you think your husband could do it for me for free?
Yeah, you think he could hook us up?
You must be hearing that so much right now.
Yeah. It seems like friends always come out of the woodwork once April 15th gets close.
Is that really what you want to get to here? Is this more of a message and venting than it is looking for advice?
No, what we want to try to find is like a nice way to say like, hey, you know, if you know, we'll give you a rate at a discount, or you know, maybe we could, like you guys were saying, trade something. But this isn't something we could just do, you know, for free.
Well, and you say it's you and your husband, so he feels the same way about his friends.
Oh yeah, it's mostly his friends.
Because I see no problem with him saying, you know what, I can offer you a discounted rate. I mean, I see no problem with that.
Now, is this a time issue for you, or is this a money issue for you?
It's more time.
It's time.
They work like 10, 12 hours a day, and then he comes home, and he usually has like 5 emails waiting for him, just questions, and, you know, people are calling, hey, can you do this? What do I do with this? And it takes up a lot of time.
Look, this has to be a common problem in the accounting world right here. So if we have accountants listening right now, or the wives of accountants or husbands of accountants, how have you handled this in the past? I'm sure this is your season right here, where at this point, if you've been doing it for a long time, you probably have a stock answer.
Yeah.
And she just doesn't know it yet. Like, how long has your husband been doing this?
Only a year. This is like his first real that's busy season.
Seasoned accountants definitely could give you some advice.
Yeah. So you're really looking for just the sentence you can say where you don't lose your friends, and you're not opposed to your husband helping them out, but if he's going to spend the time doing it, you got to get paid.
Absolutely.
Exactly.
Okay, let's see what we can get here.
Or you could get stuff traded, too.
Like, what, if his friend, like we were talking earlier, like if his friend is a landscaper, maybe he can take care of all the gardens in your yard and mow your grass for the summer. If you... You know, maybe he's a painter or a contractor. You got stuff to get done around the house, or
We even have
pampered
friend,
chef guy
take us out to dinner as like a thing for
no,
not for taxes,
because that's another obligation of your time. Because guess what, you're going to dinner with them,
right?
It should be, if it's going to be a trade for dinner, it should be equal amount in a gift certificate for you and your husband to go to dinner,
right?
404-741-Q100. Nick, good morning. You are part of the Burt Show. What's up?
Yeah. I would just basically be up front and say, hey, you know, I don't come to your work and ask for you to do free services for me. Why would you do it to me?
Are you an accountant?
I think that sounds confrontational, though, man.
Are you an accountant?
No, I'm not an accountant, but I do have a job that people ask me to do the same thing. And I do the same thing. You know, I'm nice about it. It's like, hey, I don't come to your work, you know, and ask for, like, if you're a waitress or a cook or whatever and ask for free food. You know, you expect me to pay because you got to get paid. But I got to get paid. I can give you a discount, but, you know, the free thing, that's wrong.
Yeah, that is kind of rude.
Like, it is.
Hey, Amanda, when we're talking about his friends approaching him, are we talking about, like, his tight group of friends, or are we talking about, like, periphery friends?
I guess it's kind of a mix. He does, I mean, some of our family members, and that's...
that changes
things. That's even worse.
Yeah, just a variety of friends.
Close family or like cousins that you only hear of?
Close family.
I wonder if you could just make it like, hey, we just have decided that we don't do these services for friends and family.
Policy.
Like,
it's universal policy,
it's
not just you.
It's kind of policy because if something goes wrong, we don't want it to affect our relationship or something like that.
That's a good idea to mention to the friends.
Just say it. Across the board, we don't work with friends.
Some kind of policy. So where you take like the person out of it, they can't take it personally if this is the same thing you're saying to everybody.
Especially if with something as significant as accounting and taxes. it's easier to get away with than, like, landscaper.
Morning, Q100.
Hello?
Hello?
Hey.
Hi.
Hey.
I had a I think she needs to attack it from two angles, or her husband does. Number one, for his friends who are emailing and asking questions, he should set up an auto-reply on his computer that says, "Happy tax season. For help and assistance with your taxes, please make an appointment and leave a phone number."
Mm-hmm.
And then for his friends who ambush him in person, he should just hand them a business card and tell them to make an appointment.
But if you're a friend, that seems so...
But see,
who makes the appointments, though? If he's working for himself and nobody's setting appointments, that's kind of weird.
I think she's onto something with the auto-reply on the email, especially if it's a personal email account. He could have an auto-reply that says, "Happy tax season. I may not have a chance to get back to you until long after."
I won't have a chance to get back to you.
Right, or I can't get back to you until after the 15th. Yeah.
Good morning, Jim. You are on The Burt Show. Hi.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
My wife is a CPA, and all of my friends try to hit her up to do their taxes this time of year, and she just drops the ethics card. If they're not a client of her firm, she gets four freebies, you know, a season that she's allowed to do for, like, friends and families. But other than that, if she gets caught preparing anybody else's stuff and the firm's not getting their cut of it, then she could lose her license and her position and stuff like that.
All right, so reason she can't do it. Okay.
Amanda, is your husband part of a firm, or is he independent?
But I don't think they have any regulations.
Well, the friends don't have to know that.
Don't let the truth get in the way of a good story.
They have regulations now.
Are you kidding?
Mm-hmm.
That's not the point. The point is for him to say that.
Jim, run that by her one more time.
She just tells him, and it's the truth in her case. The firm allows her four freebies for friends and family or anybody she wants. But other than that, you know, she works for them, and if she's doing taxes off the books and they're not getting their cut of it, then, you know, that's like stealing from them.
I love it.
Yeah,
that's a really good idea.
Okay.
Why lie?
Well, it could be policy. Make sure he looks into his firm's policies.
Well, yeah, I'm sure if you ask the firm, they would prefer for him to charge them.
That's some good stuff here. Good morning, Jack. You're part of the Burt Show.
Yeah, this is Jack.
Yes.
Hey, I say that before the tax season even starts, go ahead and send a mass email describing prices on helping anyone. A buddy of mine does that, and it completely kept me away from ever asking for help.
Yeah,
well, that's good for next year.
At this point, it's probably too late for this year, but for next year, that's good. Well, there's some stuff for you there, Amanda.
Yeah.
Thank you guys so much.
Yeah, I think the auto reply, like Jen said, is perfect. And then, and the whole firm thing. Like, you know what? That's taken away from time from the firm. I can't do it.
Next year, sending out his price list in about March, you know, March 1st.
Does it work? Is that working for you?
Yeah, that's perfect.
Okay,
all right.
There you go.
Good luck.
All right, and that's good advice for any new accountants or wives or husbands of new accountants. Use that, man. A little lie never hurt, especially around taxis.
The Burt Show.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.